चर्चा करना, अपने स्वजनों की रक्षा करना।
चैप्टर 19 वर्स 10।
इसलिए तुम योग्य हो, तुम्हारा
प्लीज
स्वरूप है अपने भक्तों
को। सेव अस because you are capable of this. This is your swarup, this is your natural swarup to protect your surrendered devotees, to protect your own people.
Nunam tad bandhava Krishna.
Nunam tad bandhava Krishna.
Shri Balaram ji Krishna se gunay karta hai, special Krishna se kah rahe hain, kyunki Krishna ka prabhav.
Lord Balaram is now specially requesting Krishna. And the children, they know that Krishna's influence is, his powers are more than Lord Balaram's. And so now the boys are praying to Krishna.
Hey
Krishna, hey Sarvagya, hey Paramananda Ghan.
हम तुम्हारे बंधु हैं, हम और कुछ भी नहीं है इस जगत में, हम तुम्हारे हैं, तुम मेरे हो।
We are your friends, we are nothing else in this world, we are yours and you are ours.
तो तुम्हारा हो करके हमें दुख नहीं भोगना चाहिए।
Being yours, being surrendered to you, we should not have to suffer like this.
हमने सुना है साधु महात्माओं से कि जो कृष्ण का हो जाता है उसको दुख नहीं होता।
We have heard from sadhus and mahatmas that those who become yours, Krishna's, they do not suffer. These they have heard from their elders, that if you become Krishna's, if you take shelter of him, you do not suffer. Being yours, we should not have to suffer like this.
किस अवसर पर क्या कर्म करना चाहिए इसको तुम जानते हो।
हे सर्व धर्मज्ञ, एट दिस टाइम व्हाट यू हैव टू डू, यू नो एवरीथिंग।
तुम्हें अपना धर्म जानना चाहिए, तुम जानते हो।
यू नो योर ओन धर्म।
हम तुम्हारे बंधु,
वी आर योर बंधुज, योर फ्रेंड्स।
अपना परिचय प्रकार के तरह हम कौन हैं।
In other words, they're as if they're introducing themselves to Krishna. They're reminding him who we are. They want to remain alive because of their attachment to Krishna, because they're able to play with Krishna. It's not they want to stay alive for their family, children, etc. Therefore, they're saying, Tvad Bandhava. Hey Krishna, we are your bandhus. That's all we have. We have no other introduction. Our only identity is that we are your friends. And we just want to live with you. We are in your shelter and you are the only goal of our life. The greatest reason for our sorrow is that if we die now, we will lose our association with you. We will lose. We will not be able to play with you. Therefore, we want to live. If we die, then we will not see your beautiful, darkish face, face to face. How will we play with you? This is why we want to live. This is the actual goal of wanting to live. So in this way, when Lord Hari hearing their pitiful prayers, then Krishna said, everybody close your eyes, do not fear.
Bacho nishanya kripanam bandhu naam bhagwan hari. Hari ka arth hai jo charanagat ka dukh har le.
Text number 11. Hari means one who takes away the sufferings of his surrendered devotees. This is the speciality of Krishna's name Hari. Somehow or other, if a person even remembers Lord Krishna, he takes away his sufferings. Also, another meaning is that he steals away their, he takes away their heart, he steals their heart, their glands. So this is why he is called Hari. He is the supreme, all-powerful Lord. He is complete with all his bhakta vatsalya lila. He said, text 11, Lord said, everyone close your eyes. They were about to be burnt. All around them, the fire, they were totally surrounded by fire. The Lord said, do not fear, just close your eyes. Don't worry, you won't die and you won't be burnt. Just close your eyes. As soon as Krishna said, they all closed their eyes. Not just they closed their eyelids, but they put their hands over their eyes. They thought, if by closing our eyes we will be saved, then we will really close our eyes nicely. So they closed their eyes and covered their eyes with their hands. So after a little while, Krishna said, okay, open your eyes now. So when they opened their eyes, they saw that they were back in Bhandir 1, where they had started from. Munj 1 is actually very far away from Bhandir 1. We've been doing parikrama, we've been there. It's very far. About 5 or 7 kilometers. So when they opened their eyes, they saw that they were in Bhandir 1. They were all amazed. Not just the fire disappeared, but they were also transported to this place. Just see the Lord's kindness without any transport. And there was nothing, no trace of fire all around them, anywhere. Lord used to perform amazing leelas moment after moment. So when the children said, okay, we will close our eyes. So when the children closed their eyes, text 12, Lord Shri Krishna is called Yogadhish. He is the Yogeshwar of unlimited shaktis, powers. So all that fire, mukhena pitva, he drank all that fire through his mouth. It's not that he sprayed water all over the fire quickly and turned it off, or he called some Agni Shamak mantra. From his mouth he drank all that huge fire. He devoured the whole fire. There has been one devotee, Harisori ji, he has in his commentary, he has written, one time Lord Krishna had he had drunk all the fire in front of everybody. And then this time he said, close your eyes, and then he drank. So what is the meaning of this leela?
हाँ ये बताते हैं कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण का ये संकेत है कि चाहे भक्त सोया हो या जगा या भक्त को सामने या परोक्ष में सब
In other words, the commentator is saying that whether his Krishna's devotees are sleeping or awake, whether they're in front of him or not, in all conditions I relieve him of his fears and his sufferings. To show this, as if to show this, the Lord performed his leela in this way. Once he drank fire in front of everyone, and once he asked them to close their eyes and he drank the fire. So any Vaishnav or Sadhu or devotee should not worry. Krishna he relieves them of this of their sufferings in front of them and from behind also. To show his nature of this kind, he drank the fire twice. So after he drank the fire, Krishna said, open your eyes. The place from where Lord Balaram was kidnapped and cows had wandered away, where they were surrounded by fire, so far away, and they had actually started from Bhandirvan when they were playing with Palamba. They came back. Krishna transported them back into the same place. They saw that the cows were there and they weren't burnt, and we were there, we weren't burnt, and they did not have to herd the cows back. We just all simply appeared, reappeared in the same place. They all came back to Bhandirvan. So the children were in great wonder. Even after all that, they never for a moment considered that Krishna could be the Supreme Lord. They were talking amongst them. They said that our Krishna must be a demigod. Some demigods have amazing powers. Just like Lord Ganesh, recently he was drinking milk, all the deities, all over the world. Demigods have their powers, they can show their powers anytime, if they want to. But the very sinful people who are dushkarmas, they do not believe these things, even if it happens in front of their eyes. Because it doesn't comprehend in their intelligence. Lord Ganesh deities were drinking milk all over, and the atheists were saying, oh, maybe like this, there's some trick, some magic. But why is he not drinking now? Sometimes the demigods show their powers. After all this, the gopas, they considered him to be some amar, some immortal being. The Sakhas, they actually consider Krishna to be just like one of them. So if they're considering sometimes him to be a demigod, that itself is considering him to be very great, because he's actually like one of them, they think. As if they think they've given him a very great post by thinking that he may be a demigod. They know that much, that as long as Krishna is living with them, they cannot die. They will always be with Krishna and play with him. After this, Janardana, Saharama, the Lord Janardhan, who is the protector of his devotees, along with Ram, gathered his cows. It had become late in the afternoon, and now playing his flute, dancing with his cowherd friends and the cows, Krishna is leaving for Vrindavan. He came to Nandgaon, Goshtha, where all the cows would live.
आसुद गोविंद दर्शने क्षण युग सतमिव जासन जेन बिना जेन सत आत्मों की रक्षा की। इसीलिए अब यह लीला किया करते हैं। गोपी नाम परमानंदम आसुद गोविंद दर्शने प्रतीत। इधर तो भगवान आग से गोविंद प्रतीत को स्वामी को याद आ रहा है। इधर तो जंगल की आग से को बुझाए बच्चों गोपों की रक्षा की गौ की रक्षा की और ब्रज में लौट कर विरह महादावाग्नि से गोपियों की रक्षा की। इसीलिए अब
ऑफ देयर बर्निंग हार्ट्स
गोपी नाम परमानंदम आसुद गोविंद दर्शन जासन जेन बिना भवत।
टेक्स्ट 16
गोपी नाम गोविंद दर्शन परमानंद।
When the gopis, they saw Krishna in the goshta, in the cow shed, they were in great bliss. Paramananda, greatest bliss. For them, there was no other bliss greater than this, to see Krishna after a whole day of separation from Him. This was for them, this was the limit of their ananda. It's called Paramananda. Whole day they were burning from this fire of separation. Each second was how they were passing. Their one chan, 1 second, was yug shatam, as long as thousands of yugas. We cannot understand this. The only persons that can understand this are those who can have such kind of feeling of separations from Krishna.
एक क्षण जिनका सैकड़ों युग के समान दिखता है।
One क्षण, one moment, one fraction of a second, of whom their fraction of their second would be like thousands of yugas. Imagine.
गोपी गीत में गोपियां कहते हैं कि हमारा त्रुटि जुगाए थे। त्रुटि कहते हैं एक सुई के नोक से कमल।
गोपीज They're singing in Gopi Geet. They're saying Truti Jugayate. One Truti is the time it takes. The amount of time it takes to put a needle through a lotus leaf. That's called a Truti. If you poke the front part of a needle, if you just poke it inside the lotus leaf, how long would it take? That's called Truti. So they're saying in Gopi Geet that one Truti for them without seeing Krishna is like as long as a yuga. When Krishna used to come in the evening and they would look at Krishna and their eyes would blink. So this blinking of the eyes they could not tolerate. Krishna is so beautiful and they were enjoying looking at Krishna. But when their eyes will close, blink, that blinking of their eyes would disturb their pleasure of looking at Krishna's face. Everyone used to be in super ananda when Krishna would return to Vrindavan from the forest. But the gopis used to achieve the greatest bliss looking at Krishna. Because they used to burn in such great fire every moment of the day. Therefore, they would achieve the greatest bliss.
एक श्लोक में गोपियों के भाव को सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने व्यक्त किए।
In one shloka, Sukadev Goswami is expressing the bhav, the feelings of the gopis. Now Sukadev Goswami is beginning to describe his Krishna's leela in the rainy season and then autumn season. There he saved the friends from the great fire, and Pralambasura was killed. These two leelas were performed in one day. So when children returned to their homes in the evening, they started reciting today's leela to everyone. What all happened today? And everybody used to very enthusiastically want to hear what did Krishna do today. Fresh Bhagavatam Katha happened today. They all wanted to hear.
So
Sukadev Goswami says,
Gopah Shribhya Samachakhyu Pralamba Badhanevacha. Sukadev Goswami says, Davagne Atmana Moksham Davar Pralamba Badhanevacha.
Sukadev Goswami says,
Rakshat Vishayame Aur Pralamba.
Talking about their protection from the great fire and the incident of killing of Pralamba, these activities that took place from Krishna and Balaram, Krishna and Balaram's this adbhut karmas, these activities, the gopas, they would come, they came back to the Vrindavan village and they told these stories, these pastimes to the ladies. They came to Braj and they recited all these pastimes to the women. Here you may ask a question, why they were not telling these pastimes to the men? Why to the women? One commentator has written his bhav, his feelings for this question. Here, stree, he is saying the word women means everyone's own mothers. So all these gop boys, they'd come home and they're telling these today's pastimes to their mothers. Because their children, they very quickly they go to their mothers and tell them everything. Children or boys generally feel more free talking to their mothers than to their fathers. Even these days you see the boys come and they don't sit so much with their fathers. They would come and tell their mothers everything. One commentator is writing here, because they feel very free with their mothers, they would come and immediately start telling everything to their mothers. And the women were hearing very enthusiastically. It can have another meaning, because all other women had come and gathered around Mother Yashoda. So when Krishna Balaram and all the children arrived, they saw Mother Yashoda and Rohini and all the other women gathered around. So everyone just went there to the women and they spoke all the katha for today.
आज कृष्ण ने ये किया, बलराम ने ये,
टुडे कृष्ण डिड दिस, बलराम डिड दिस।
इस कृष्ण कथा के अधिकारी स्त्रियां आदेश हैं पुरुषों की अपेक्षा।
दिस गोज टू प्रूव दैट द वीमेन आर मोर एंथुजियास्टिक टू हियर दिस लीलास देन मेन।
है ना, ये सब घटनाएं स्त्रियों को जाकर बच्चों ने सुनाया।
All these incidents, the children, they went and told the women.
ये कहीं भी किसी भी कथा में स्त्रियों में स्वाभाविक श्रद्धा होती है।
We also see that in any katha where Bhagavatam is spoken, is usually women, they sit and hear more in number than the men.
सुनती हैं, और भारतवर्ष में तो उनके जिन कान भी बहुत कम है।
In India, the women, they don't go to job so much, though they actually have more time also. And men, they have to go to office to work, so the men usually don't have so much time. In India, the women have a lot of time. And they have a lot of Shraddha also. And they're very simple, they don't get involved with so many different sects and ideas like that. Here Sukadev Goswami is indicating that the boys went and recited these Krishna Leelas, today's Leelas, to the women. When they were reciting to the women, some gopas were also sitting there, and they all heard this and they were full of surprise. The gopis, they also were very surprised. Being surprised, they started to consider this. Who are these two boys, Krishna and Balram? They all came to this conclusion. That these two boys must be the best of the demigods. Maybe they're, even though they're great demigods, maybe like Lord Brahma, Shiva, Mahesh, Vishnu, they have come, even though they're such great demigods, they have so kindly taken birth in our village and they have become our sons. And they were telling the boys, don't you all ever try to become on equal level with these two boys. They must be Lord Vishnu and Shiva. We all know if somebody performs great feats, then we all start to consider who is he actually.
आजकल तो पावर चीनी को कोई पावर बालू को चीनी बना देता है तो उसको कहते हैं भगवान।
If somebody changes some sand into sugar, people call them Bhagwan.
Prabhupada ji bole hain ek lecture mein, kehte hain ki kuch sadhu ko isliye Bhagwan maan liya gaya ek sadhu.
Prabhupada has said in one lecture that people call this certain sadhu Bhagwan because he converted 250 grams of sand into sugar. So Prabhupada says, so how much worth was his magic? How much money was it worth? That time the sugar was 4 rupees a kilo. So Prabhupada says he has done work of 1 rupee. He is a 1 rupee god. You can give 1 rupee to any little boy, he can go to the shop and buy you 250 grams of sugar. Whole life, if he has done sadhana and he can convert a little handful of sand into sugar, so what is the big deal? At least if he could close down all the sugar mills in India and he was converting sand into sugar for the whole of India, then we will start considering that maybe he is God. What kind of God is this? He can produce 1 rupee of sugar. The general publics with their own little intelligence, they try to figure out who is this person. He can do such a wonderful thing, turn a handful of sand into sugar. This has become a fashion these days. Oh, he's Bhagwan. And in Braj, Krishna's performing so many leelas and they're calling him a demigod. And these days people are so much in ignorance, their ignorance has increased so much. The most insignificant living entity who has no powers, nothing, they can call him God. Immediately they call him Bhagwan. These days it has become the easiest thing to do is to become Bhagwan. It is so cheap. This, to become an engineer or a doctor is not so cheap. You have to work so hard. But to become God has become so cheap. You take it to the newspaper and have it printed and then you're Bhagwan. Here Sakshat Parabrahma Bhagwan, so many leelas he's doing and nobody will think that he is God. Nobody is willing to believe him that he is God. And the Brajvasis say maybe he's a demigod. So these Brajvasis are telling the boys it must be Vishnu or Shiva or Brahma or Shiva. At the most they came to that conclusion. Such an amazing activity, Leela, they saw that in front of their eyes Krishna drank of all that fire. Just now they heard how Lord Balaram killed this demon Pralamba, how big he was, as big as a mountain, for someone to, a small child, to kill a demon like that. And Krishna drank all that fire, we were all going to be burned, the whole fire, and we were transported to the Bandirvan forest. If these days any person could drink some fire like that, God knows what they will call him, what kind of position they will give him. So Krishna used to perform his pastime in this way. Now Sukadev Goswami is explaining the rainy season. Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes are being recited according to the seasons. First there was Hemant Leela, which is winter Leela. Just like it's cold here right now, some kind like this, we have winter in India, not such a long winter. This is called Hemant Ritu.
उसमें भी भगवान ने एक लीला किया गोपियों के चीर हरण की लीला.
And in that winter season लीला he did gopis चीर हरण लीला. He stole the gopis garment in the winter season.
वस्त्र हरण की उस लीला वो तो लीला बाद में है इसके.
That lila is after this.
उसके बाद ग्रीष्म लीला बसंत आदि की लीला थोड़ा वर्णन करके ग्रीष्म लीला का वर्णन किए गर्मी के मौसम का. अब वर्षा काल का वर्णन कर रहे हैं.
After that there was a some spring leela and just now the summer leela and now he is describing the rainy season leela.
हमारे वैदिक ग्रंथों में यह रीति रही है प्रथा है.
In our Vedic scriptures, this has been the tradition.
ऋतु का वर्णन किया जाता है तो उस ऋतु में होने वाले दृश्यों को देख देख करके उसके द्वारा एक बहुत बड़ा संदेश दिया जाता है.
When
वर्णन किया जाता है
that when we describe the different seasons,
तो उस ऋतु में होने वाले दृश्यों को देख देख करके उसके द्वारा.
In that season, they would describe the different scenes that happen in that season.
बहुत बड़ा संदेश दिया जाता.
And through that, they try to teach some big lesson.
जिसको रूपक कहते हैं, उपमा कहते हैं. सुखदेव गोस्वामी भी वही विधि अपनाए हैं.
It's called an example. Sukadev Goswami is describing like this. He is describing the rainy season.
Varsha kalin leela ka varnan karne ke pehle varsha kal ka varnan kiya jata.
So before describing the leela that happened in rainy season, first he is describing the rainy season itself.
Aur usse do prakar ki shiksha dete hain.
And from that he is giving two kinds of lessons to be learned.
हे
शिक्षा एंड उपाध्याय शिक्षा. हे शिक्षा मीन्स
बचना चाहिए.
व्हाट यू शुड अवॉइड.
उपाध्याय का अर्थ है जरूर करना चाहिए.
एंड उपाध्याय शिक्षा इज द व्हाट यू मस्ट डू द लेसन यू शुड लर्न एंड डू.
तो वो शिक्षा आ रही
है द डोंट एंड द डूज. Those lessons are going to be recited soon. They are very important.
Maharaj Parikshit ki sabha mein Sukhdev Goswami bol rahe hain to isko ye nahi samajhna chahiye.
In Maharaj Parikshit's assembly, Sukhdev Goswami is speaking.
Sadharan laukik varnan.
And from this, we should not think that is just an ordinary description of the rainy season.
Bhagwan ki leela ka ek ang hai.
This is also a part of the Lord's leela.
Ritu varnan.
To describe the ritu, the season. First the rainy season and then the fall season. And after that, Venu Geet will be described.
विद्योतमान परिधीर विस्फुर्जित नभस्तला.
चैप्टर 20 वर्स नंबर 3.
सर्व किरण सर्व सप्त समुद्भवा.
आफ्टर द समर सीजन रेनी सीजन कम्स.
भारतवासी जानते हैं.
ऑल द इंडियन पर्सन्स एवरीवन हुज लिव्ड इन इंडिया दे नो.
क्या है वर्षा काल है क्या. तो
One time I don't know which country it was, I asked somebody, what season is this? Is this rainy season? They said, no, it's not rainy season, it's no season. I don't remember which country.
पावन ऋतु पर सब प्रकार के जीवों की वृद्धि होती है.
Every kind of living entity they grow, they bloom in rainy season.
Samudbhav ka arth do hai.
The word samudbhav here has two meanings.
Vikas karte hain, badhte hain, athwa sankhya mein bhi badh jate.
They grow and also in numbers also they grow.
Ab dekhte hain jitne bhi kit patang sab hai badh jate hain.
You see all these bugs and flying bugs, they the crawling worms, they all increase in number in rainy season.
Machhar aadi bhi barsha kaal mein badh jate hain.
The mosquitoes also they increase in number in rainy season.
Aur vriksh aadi badhte hain.
and the trees they grow. They grow wider and fatter. In summer season they tend to become dried up. And in rainy season they become green and big. All kinds of jivas, the living entities, they multiply and they grow. If the rainy season did not come, if the rainy season doesn't come, the other seasons will have no meaning, no benefit. The rainy season brings water, which is important to for the living entities to survive. Just like a mother's the baby to feed the mother, a mother gets milk in her body, and in the same way, the rainy season is mother.
सब प्रकार के जीवों को पोषने के लिए वर्षा ऋतु आती
to give life to all kinds of living entities this rainy season comes.
जमीन सूखी रहती है लेकिन वर्षा आते ही हरी हरी घास है सब.
The ground the earth is dried up in summer, but as soon as the rainy season comes, water goes in the earth and all the grass and the trees, plants become green. The bugs, the living entities, birds, animals, they all become happy. And what does the sky look in the rainy season?
Surya aur chandrama par mandal baithte hain. Apne dekha hai kabhi surya ke charo taraf chandrama ke charo taraf mandal baithte hain.
The sun and the moon are surrounded by mandals, the clouds. In India, they say in the rainy season, the demigods are all around the sun and the moon.
और आकाश में बादल गरजते हैं बिजली चमकती
है. And in the sky the clouds they thunder and there is lightning.
इस तरह से शांत नहीं रहता है आकाश.
In this way the sky is not calm.
कभी कभी गहरा करके बादल गरजने लगता है, वज्रपात होता है, वर्षा होती है, आंधी चलती है.
Sometimes there is thundering of the clouds, sometimes there is hurricanes, and sometimes there is lightning, and sometimes there is heavy rains. The same sky which was clear and blue before, the same sky is covered with very thick darkish clouds.
बिजली से और बादलों के गर्जन से ऐसा हो गया.
And covered with lightning. In the daytime when there's a lot of dark clouds, one cannot see the sun. And at night time when there are so many clouds, one cannot see the moon and the stars. In other words, there's hardly any light in the day or at night.
जो वास्तव में बहुत सुंदर लगता है, यह ब्रह्मकांश जीव.
In the same way as the Brahm living entities,
सगुण होने पर ऐसा हो जाता है. एक स्वरूप है.
In the same way that when the living entity is embodied, the light of his own effulgence is covered. Just like in the rainy season, the light of the day and the beautiful stars and the stars and the moon at night, the effulgence is covered. The real sarup of the living entity is that he is a lover of Krishna.
Krishna priti karna hai jeev ka sarup hai.
The Krishna priti is the only sarup of the living entity. Jivera sarup hai nitya Krishna das. But when the living entity becomes saguna, means when he is covered by the three gunas, embodied,
देह में आत्मबुद्धि करता है.
When he considers himself to be the body,
Krishna prem prakat nahi rahta hai.
Then his Krishna prem is not revealed.
जिस प्रकार बादलों के छा जाने से आकाश में सूर्य चंद्रादि की ज्योति दिखाई नहीं.
In the same way that when the sky is covered with clouds, the effulgence of the sun and the moon is not shown.
दिन में भी इतना बादल छा जाता है, कल को सूर्य है लेकिन सूर्य दिखाई नहीं पड़ता.
In the day also, there's so many dark, thick clouds that even though there is sun, it is not visible. At night, the moon is there, but it's not visible. In the same way, we are with Nitya Krishna Prem. But it is not visible. We will have to remove this dark cloud.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. यह है शिक्षा है इस प्रकार से. हे शिक्षा है कि गुणों का आवरण नहीं होना चाहिए.
This is called हे शिक्षा. He Siksha means the living entity is by nature Krishna Das.
समझ जाता है कि मैं ये देह नहीं हूँ, मैं गेह नहीं हूँ, मैं कृष्ण का मित्र दास हूँ. और जो भक्ति,
when he understand that I am not the body, I am the soul and Krishna's eternal servant,
का प्रैक्टिस करने लगता है.
And when he starts engaging in devotional service,
तो आगे चल करके उस तरह से चमकता है जैसे बादल हीन आकाश.
Then later on, he becomes as effulgent as when the sky, moon and the stars and the sun is when the clouds are removed.
Uska swarup nikhar jata hai jaise badal.
Just like when the clouds cover the sky, it does not mean the sun is not there.
Ya chandrama ya tare khatam ho gaye,
or the moon and the stars are not there.
और उतनी ही जगमगाहट के साथ, लेकिन बादलों के
पोत they are still there and with the same original effulgence, but they are hidden behind the dark thick clouds.
बादलों को हटा देती है तो वो पुनः चमकने लगता है, चमकने लगता.
And when the breeze, the wind shifts the clouds, then again the effulgent sky, the moon, stars and the sun is visible.
यही हमारा स्वरूप है वास्तव में.
Our स्वरूप इज जस्ट लाइक दैट एक्चुअली.
नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम साध्य कबुना.
नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम साध्य कबुना है. सेज इन द चैतन्य चरितामृता,
गगन से माया रूपी बादल को है.
दिस द स्काई ऑफ आवर हार्ट, वी हैव टू रिमूव द माया रूपी clouds. As soon as these dark clouds of our hearts are blown away, Krishna Prem will appear. It is always there. It is a very beautiful lesson that is taught in this verse.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी महाराज परीक्षित की सभा में बोल रहे हैं इस तरह से.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज स्पीकिंग इन दिस वे इन द असेंबली ऑफ महाराज परीक्षित.
रात दिन कथा चलती थी.
देयर डे एंड नाइट कथा वाज गोइंग ऑन.
रात्रि में बंद नहीं होती थी.
इवन एट नाइट द कथा वुड नॉट स्टॉप 24 आवर्स अ डे.
महाराज परीक्षित भी नहीं खाए थे, सुखदेव गोस्वामी भी नहीं खाए.
महाराज परीक्षित वॉज नॉट स्टॉपिंग टू ईट or drink. Sukadev Goswami was also not stopping to eat or drink. They would not even get up to take a break to go to the bathroom or anything. To hear this, you will be surprised how anybody can do like this, not get up, not take a break, not go to the bathroom, because we are conditioned living entities. We are forced by all these necessities. We cannot imagine how can one be above the needs of the body 24 hours a day. How can anybody even sit for 24 hours a day.
हम लोग कल्पना नहीं करेंगे.
We cannot even imagine.
अभी आज के ही लोग नहीं कल्पना करेंगे कि आज से 10 वर्ष पहले लोग 10-10 घंटे बैठते थे.
Even today, we all people of today would not believe that previously we used to sit for 10 hours a day to hear katha.
वर्षा के वर्णन के सिद्धांत दे रहे हैं.
Sukadev Goswami wants us to understand. Now he's giving us another lesson. Chapter 20, text 5. In this verse, Parjanya means the sun. And usually Parjanya means clouds.
Parjanya.
But here it means the sun.
अष्टौ मासम निपीतम जग भूम्या उदमयम बसु. भगवान सूर्य 8 महीने तक पृथ्वी के
द सन गॉड फॉर 8 मंथ्स
उदमय बसु को जल रूपी धन को ही किरणों से कलेक्ट करते हैं.
ही कलेक्ट्स द
मतलब 8 महीने.
He collects the sun god for 8 months. He collects the water from the earth in the form of wealth. The wealth from the earth in the form of water.
लेकिन समय आने पर वर्षा काल आने पर भगवान सूर्य उस जल को पुनः वर्षा देते.
But when the rainy season comes, the sun god again he returns the water in the form of rain. How? This an analogy is given just in the same way that a king or the government exacts taxes from the public, and sometimes when there is need, the government again distributes it to the public. This does not really apply to the government of these days. This is being told for the kings, the good kings that used to be. Sukadev Goswami is describing that the king is like that. He exacts the taxes from the public, and he would return as benefits for the citizens. And the government these days only exacts lot of taxes.
और कहीं लोगों को ठेका दे देती है किसी कंपनी को बड़े आदमी को और वो लोग केवल पैसा चूसते हैं. वो तो जनता के ही पैसे होते हैं.
They give some contract to some company, and it's their job to exact taxes.
It's all